It's the Business Savvy Mama episode 83, how mompreneurs create margin in their lives. Welcome to the Business Savvy Mama. I'm your host, two-time mom and two-time entrepreneur, Christy Lingo. After over a decade in business, I've learned that being business savvy is more than just marketing and sales. That's why I help mom entrepreneurs progress from busy to blissful by defining healthy boundaries, creating simple systems, and identifying priorities in both work and home life, all so they can experience their most fun and fulfilled life as a mom and entrepreneur. I'm so glad that you've joined me for this episode, so let's dive into today's topic. When I say the word margin, what do you think of? Turn papers, profits. Margins are actually the key to maintaining a balanced schedule as a mompreneur. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Mama podcast, where we are talking about an important and often overlooked boundary, creating margin in your schedule. Last week, we talked about the importance of rest to stay healthy and productive while juggling your business and home life. This week, we are diving into a specific sort of rest break, a full stop transition space between tasks and activities to help us catch our breath and to help prevent feeling overwhelmed, overstimulated, and overscheduled. Are you ready to stop the squirrel brain and know what to do when you sit down to work? Want to feel more connected to your community, more organized in your space and time, more productive during your workday, and feel more successful overall as an entrepreneur? Then you, my mama friend, need my free list of 30 simple under 30-minute tasks when you don't know what to do. This list is perfect for those days when you finally carve out some time to work, sit down to work, and think, okay, what do I do now? Or when you think, I've got a 30-minute block, but there isn't anything I could do that will make a difference in that time. Now you can know what to do, and you can make an impact even if you only have a short amount of time. To grab your free list of 30 simple under 30-minute tasks when you don't know what to do, simply hit the link in the description or visit bit.ly/30simpletasks. That's bit.ly/30simpletasks to feel more connected, organized, productive, and successful by knowing what to work on, even when you're short on time. This quote nails it. Margin is the boundaries, the rest that's built into your everyday life. It's the space between our load and our limits. Margin is the gap between rest and exhaustion, the space between breathing freely and suffocating. It is the opposite of overload. While I couldn't find exactly who said it, I think it perfectly sums up margin and why you need margin. When you can commit to creating space, a buffer zone, or an emergency fund for time in your schedule, you will feel less stressed and anxious. You can take time to enjoy your current task or activity because you're not focusing on what you didn't get finished from before or what you're rushing off to next. Continuing to jam one activity after another into your schedule isn't sustainable. Well, not if you want to actually feel present and enjoy your life, or like you can breathe. I get the desire to do it all. You want to serve all the people, do all the things. You want your kids to experience all the activities and have all the things. You want your house to look like Real Simple Magazine, or you want to cook recipes like Martha Stewart every night for dinner. But there will come a point when you feel exhausted, overwhelmed, or out of control. You can either burn out or start to prioritize. Having margin means you're less full and less rushed. You have time and space to breathe, to transition from one activity to the next. It means the tasks and activities on your schedule are intentional and bring you or your family joy. It means you have time to finish and close out your work mom life and transition into home mom life without feeling anxiety because your tasks and activities overlap, intermingle, or slam into each other day after day. Your clients and team can benefit from a more prioritized and streamlined schedule because you can show up focused and energized for your meetings or your appointments. And your family can also benefit from this less is more approach to activities. Kids' brains, especially in adolescence, are already overloaded and overstimulated without piling extra activities or running around on top of what is expected. Think of this as an opportunity to be a shining example of the ebb and flow it takes to stay healthy mentally and physically as an adult. Ready to build some margin into your schedule? Here are four strategies to help you streamline your schedule and create more buffer zones between activities. Number one, schedule transition time. This is the biggest offender I see in my clients and community when it comes to an overloaded schedule. There just isn't time between. We eat dinner in the car while we rush from soccer to Girl Scouts. We schedule Zoom meetings back to back to back to back to back without a chance to get a sip of water or go to the bathroom. And when we neglect transition time, we run late. We have to cancel at the last minute, or we just run ourselves down. Your brain needs a chance to close out one activity before it starts the next. As you look at your schedule, see where you need to create buffer zones between activities. Even 5, 10, 15 minutes of buffer zone gives you a chance to complete, rest, and pivot. Then you can show up more attentive and less flustered for your next task or activity. Number two, stop overbooking. I said transition time was the biggest offender when it comes to schedule stress, but usually it's because we are overbooking ourselves. Rushing from one thing to the next with no downtime is not sustainable. It's no wonder moms are exhausted. And it's not just us. The American Academy of Pediatrics estimates sleep problems affect 25 to 50% of children. And when kids are overstimulated by too many activities or staying up late doing homework because of an overbooked schedule, it can impact their mental and physical health. Before you add another task or activity to you or your family's schedule, ask yourself, is this necessary? Is this truly important? Will this make me or my family happy? Do I honestly have the space for this in my schedule? If you answer no to these questions, you need to use strategy number three, which is say no more often. This can take some practice. It might even take a lot of practice, especially if you are used to being a yes mom or a yes woman. But finding time to transition or rest by protecting your schedule and your margin is more important. Stop feeling like saying no means you're letting people down. Think of saying no as a way to say yes to you, yes to your family, yes to your priorities and your work life. For a deeper dive on how to say no and why you need to, check out my episode from January called How to Say No and Why You Need To. I'll be sure to link it in the description below and in the show notes. And finally, strategy number four is to delegate. If you feel like you have narrowed down your schedule to the absolute priorities, to the activities that bring you or your family joy, to the tasks that are absolutely necessary for your household or your business, and yet you still have no margin, it might be time to delegate. Where can you employ help so you can complete tasks without feeling burned out? Who can help you transition or rest between activities? Is there someone you can hire to help with marketing while you take calls? Can a spouse or another parent drop off for soccer practice so you can complete work or home tasks and have a chance to breathe and pivot? Asking for help is not a weakness, it's protection. Say it with me. Asking for help is not weakness, it's protection. Who can and will you ask for help so you can protect your time and energy to focus on your priorities at home and work? Your action step to start building margin into your schedule to protect your time and energy is to look at your schedule for this week, next week, or the coming weeks. Where can you plan or schedule transition time from one task or activity to another? Can you adjust anywhere to give yourself a buffer zone between appointments and activities? What could you delete or reschedule to keep tasks and activities from slamming into each other? Could you say no to any commitments or upcoming activities to help free up some space in your schedule? Or are there tasks you can delegate to a spouse, a family member, or a team member that can help you to stay focused and present rather than feeling scattered and overwhelmed? If all of this feels like too much, it can help to have an outside eye review your schedule and talk through some of your commitments and priority tasks. And I can be that someone. Visit bit.ly/BSM book a call to schedule your free clarity call today. We'll review your schedule and see how I can help you build in margin and actually enjoy your life as a mom and an entrepreneur. It is possible, and now is the time to start. You can absolutely have less stress and more balance in your schedule without sacrificing the activities that you love. Visit bit.ly/BSM book a call to schedule your free clarity call today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen to this episode of the Business Savvy Mama podcast. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow button. And for even more help with your journey from busy to blissful, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. Just search for Business Savvy Mama. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you become the most fun, fulfilled, happiest, and savviest business mama around.